Today's lunch meal is for Chaim Lutz Shabbashai Moshe and Nirvich Kumas Vay Shazuyo is from Anach Ram Moshe, Schus for Shalem Chaim Moshe Mamak Mem Rach Basar Mamak Mat Yitzhak Vegel Dino and a Schus for all those around in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Nun Vav, a short Simon over here. And this talks about where there was a minig back then is that there would be certain reminders that would be done before Shabbos. You know, today's day and age, we don't have all these reminders, but we do have certain neighborhoods have sirens and things like that. We see from here, there is an inyan in this. It's not just something new. And there is a big schus, we'll see, for those people who try to help to make sure that people know when it's Shabbos and they don't make a mistake and they don't even by accident be Mechal Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Simon Reish Nun Vav. Kishahayu Yisrael b'Yeshuvan, when Klal Yisrael was in their settlement, meaning they were in Eretz Yisrael, Hayatoyken be'erev Shabbos sheish tekiyas. There were six separate reminders that were done in Eretz Yisrael. Kedei lahavdul es ha'amin ha'malacha, to in order to get people to stop doing work. We will see in the Mishnah Berurah why is there six, right? What was each one? And we'll see that there's different times for different people. Some of that is even negated today. For example, just a store selling food for Shabbos was open later than other types of businesses. However, even today, a store selling food for Shabbos should be closing at a certain amount of time before Shabbos. So we'll see more about this shortly. Says Rama, the Nahagi b'Gehilas HaKadoshes, that even now that we are in Golis v'Chutz La'aretz, Shekol Shehu Samach L'Shabbos K'chatzi Shah Aisha, once it gets close to Shabbos, a half hour, an hour, they would send out a reminder people should get ready for Shabbos. This was instead of the dekiyas that they used to have then. Says the Rama, it's appropriate to have these reminders. People should know when to get ready for Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Samach l'Shabbos k'chatzi shah. Haynu chatzi shah koydim sheneschase Hashemesh miyatanu, a half hour before the sun gets covered up. This was the announcement of the Shliach Tzibur. Kol b'nei ir sheyiru lahachen atzmon l'Shabbos. They should get ready for Shabbos. Ulebayle melachas, those people that are out there doing labor work. Roy l'shloach ish levatalay sami melachta mekaydem. There you should send somebody out to the fields usually, or wherever the tradesmen were, in order to stop earlier. That's 2.5 hours before which is the Zman of Mincha Ketana, Chanal B'Simen Reish Nalad. That's 1.25 hours before the sun is covered up, right? So the sun is covered up earlier than we have Tzeis Kecham. Oid Kasav HaMaganavro, the Royal Labala Chanuya, Sheyisku Chanusan, the people who own the stores, when people come shopping, Shabbos, 1 hour before Shabbos. Why? It's very great that the stumbling block, even though you say, hey, I can close up my store 10 minutes before Shabbos, everything is ready. Well, what happens is, if you open too late, a big deal is going to come in through your door, somebody who is a very powerful person, and the negotiation is going to start. You're not going to be able to get out of it. So you're better off 1 hour before you can, even if someone comes in there, then it takes a half hour, 45 minutes, or even 1 hour, you were able to get it done on time, b'shas hadchag. But if you're open up past the hour mark, and then someone comes in 1/2 hour before Shabbos, potentially you're going to be in a position that you'll end up being mechal Shabbos. He says, besides that, after the women come home shopping, they bathe themselves, the Shabbos, then they get dressed, before they light the candles. If the stores are open much later, then what's going to happen is, oh, they know they still have time to go shopping, so they won't end up going shopping until 1/2 hour before the Zman. Then they come home, they still have to shower and change and get ready. Meanwhile, things drag, and the next thing you know, you light candles, it's already Shabbos. Ubeprat b'yom ha'ktzarim, on the short days of the winter, like we are now. Al kein me'enochid ma'oid, she'yekdimu lotzeis, that it's, they should, you, it's proper, she'll leave the store early. Va'oidais, kabbalah Shabbos, gam ken yesh kilkul, there's also a problem. She'roi va'om yeshlem heter, B'tayis shekol oich shalayam and baruch hakabal Shabbos kafi anayg b'yameini ois and kol atzarech lama Shabbos. That people who feel that until we say baruch we can do whatever we want, but that's not true. If you're davening early, that it's l'chumer both ways. If you're davening early, then from when you say baruch hu, our meaning is from mizmor shalayam Shabbos, you can no longer do malacha. But the other way around, if you're not davening early and you're davening late, you can't do work past shkia. The appropriate thing is, and we've heard many, many stories about the previous Gedolim, they would always make Shabbos early. If the time for Kabbalah Shabbos comes, even if the Rav is not there, you should not wait, because people think that they can do whatever they want until the Kabbalah Shabbos is started. Although normally you would wait for the Gadol, on contrary, over here it's a schus for him that you are starting Shabbos. Mikol Makom says the Rama said it's appropriate Kadesh Layavayu Lisar Ladechil Shabbos. In order you should have these reminders so that people should not come to Chil Shabbos. Ubikhilas Kindoilos Ma'od. She afterlahafers, and you have very, very large cities where you weren't able to have somebody go around to announce. Again, they didn't have siren systems then. Nachim ha'oid. So what should you do? She yamatzu anashim. You should find volunteers hamisnadvim ba'am that are willing to give up their time. Leiluch lazaris b'chol urchayves kirya al davar sigiris achanuys adlakaveris. So you have a large city. You can't just have one guy make an announcement. It's not this tiny little village. It's a large city, so put together 5, 10, 15, whatever number is needed, volunteers, people are willing to give up their time, and each one should have a section that they go to, and they announce, hello, it's time to close up for Shabbos. We find this in some of the large cities, chaburas, kedoshes, holy groups of people. They're there to make sure that Shabbos is kept. And they go around and they make sure that people know that they should close. But Ashrei Chelkam praises their chelik that they their schus that they get for this. Came Mezakim Es Yisrael, they Laavim Shebashemayim, they Mezakim their Klal Yisrael to their Father in heaven. The Yisku Avur Zeh Hamitzchatzchim Tamid B'Mitzvah Zay, that those people who are Mitzchazik this mitzvah Lebanim Gedol Yisrael, unbelievable lashon of the Shabura. That if you go ahead and you volunteer your time to make sure that people know when to keep Shabbos, you're going to be zeichet to banim gedolei Yisrael. It's pretty not something that the Mishabura, at least as far as I remember, is not something Mishabura frequently says, that because of this chus you're going to be zeichet to banim that are gedolei Yisrael. Okay, so that's the now the reason. Just so you know, the reason they had six tekiyas then. So then there was a certain time to stop the people out in the field because they needed more time to get back in. There was another time that the stores should get noticed that the stores are closing down. There's a certain time that the stores actually close down. So that's why you had multiple tekiyas. It does lamaisa. What's the get to us? So first of all, Rabbi Yashu and others write that stores should be closed at least a minimum an hour before Shabbos. Even stores that are selling products for Shabbos, they should close up at least an hour before Shabbos. If somebody comes and you need to sell them something and it's already after the hour, now, on the other hand, that person needs it for Shabbos, you're allowed to sell it for them, but it says that they shouldn't open their store regular. You know, like the gate should be down, or we find this concept other times also, like when they're selling for Yontev and things like that, so that you shouldn't just have the store wide open, everybody comes in. So somebody comes last minute, you need to help them out, they need to get something. At a minimum, that the store should be closed. Also, this that that people, if you're working for somebody, right, that this you're supposed to stop early is talking about you're your own boss. But if you are hired by somebody to work for them and they're paying you for the day, you have no right to leave early. So that's what people sometimes, you know, comes the I'm frum of Yenim's on Yenim's Cheshvan. You can't be frum on Yenim's Cheshvan if you're hired. Now, it does bring down from the Paiskim that when you get a job, you should tell the person, listen, on Erev Shabbos, I need to leave at a certain time, right? You should try to make that as a condition of your job. But if you are hired as a daily worker, so of course you're allowed to leave with enough time to be ready for Shabbos. The Gemara says you have enough time to go home and be tzoylut da katan. That's how much time you're allowed to take if you are hired for the day. And you can't say, oh, one second, we just learned in Reish Nun Vav that I'm supposed to stop an hour before or even 2.5 hours before. That's if you're either working for yourself. However, if you're not working for yourself, you're working for someone else, you should attempt to make that as part of your deal that you should be able to leave early. I said it was Rabbi Yashu says the store should close an hour before. I'm sorry, it was Nissim Korelitz who said it and said this concept that it shouldn't be open open up later. Agav on this is the inyan why on Yontif, okay, when you have a Yontif going into Shabbos, over there will also makbid to try to daven Yontif to early. Now that's not always the rule because you have to know, right? So Shavuos you can't do it because you need to have Shleimus, Sukkos you can't do. There's different cheshbonos each time, but when there's no other reason not to on Yontif you daven early because you're not allowed to be mechin from Yontif to Shabbos, right? And without going into all the dinim of Erev Tevshilin now, the one of the reasons you're able to cook on Yontif for Shabbos is because you might eat it on Yontif, right? The Ikli Archi, you might have guests. Now, if your food is prepared a minute before Shabbos, then you're no longer, you can't use that excuse that I was going to maybe eat it on Yontif. It was not shaykh for you to eat it on Yontif. Therefore, we try to, once again, not to have this problem. We daven early. So this way, everybody knows that the food has to be ready early. So this way, the food will definitely be ready with enough time to be ready for Shabbos. Okay, that's Reish Nun Vav. Let's start Reish Nun Zayin. Now, Reish Nun Zayin, we're going to go into the halachas of Hatmana. So I'm not sure we're going to start the siman today, but let's just do a quick introduction to Hatmana. Okay, so first, let's understand what Hatmana. There's two kinds of Hatmana. We'll discuss practically what the in the Gemara and the Halacha, what they refer to Hatmanas, and then we'll very briefly discuss practically how does that actually apply Bizman HaZeh. So there is category one of Hatmana is Hatmana She'ena Ma'aseh Chayim. It's Hatmana, meaning you're hiding something. We'll explain that in a moment. And in order to keep it warm, but it's not something that adds warmth to it. And then there's Hatmana that's Ma'aseh Chayim, so what that does add heat to it. So what is Hatmana She'ena Ma'aseh Chayim? It's very simple. I take a pot and I wrap it up in towels and or in a blanket in order to keep it warm. That is Hatmana that is Ena Ma'aseh Chayim. We'll get into it in the halacha, but that is something that if I do it before Shabbos, it's permissible. If I do it on Shabbos, it's not permissible. Practical case of Hatmana that Ena Ma'aseh Chayim is Zman HaZeh. So you're in the bungalow colony, or you live in any place that has an Erev, and you're invited over to eat by somebody else. And you say, okay, I'm going to bring my challah to your house. So you go to your house, you take your challah off your crock pot or off your stove, if you have it on a blech, and you're going to carry it over to your friend's house for the Suda. Now, you don't want the challah to get cold. So you take a big kitchen towel and you wrap it around your pot in order to bring it over. That is Hatmana She'ena Ma'aseh Chayim that you did on Shabbos, which is Aser to do. We'll see how you could do it, how you cannot do it, but that is Aser to do. That's Hatmana She'ena Ma'aseh Chayim. Then the second category of Hatmana is that's Ma'aseh Chayim. Now, when we get a little bit further in the siman, the Mechaber is going to explain what is it called, Hatmana that's Ma'aseh Chayim, and he says you wrap it up you put around the pot different kinds of material that retain heat, and that adds chayim. It's not practical. We're not really taking the leftovers of our olive press from our backyard and using the pulp of the olive press in order to keep our pots hot. That's not really practical. However, where is Hatmana that is Ma'aseh Chayim? So I got a pot that is on the blech, that's on the fire, and I wanted to, maybe my fire is very low. I wanted to, and it's not such a, the cover on my pot doesn't cover so well. So I wanted to get hotter, and I go ahead and I wrap that pot with towels. That now it's Ma'aseh Chayim because there's a heating element under it. Since there's a heating element on it, that's Ma'aseh Chayim. That is Hatmana that is Ma'aseh Chayim. I cannot even do that before Shabbos. Most of us, some of us may remember this. Back then, they used to have the old samovars for the hot water. So now they're much more insulated. They used to have the old ones that would lose a lot of heat. They wouldn't get so hot, the water. So somebody designed this sleeve, this insulated sleeve that would go over the pot. That would be Hatmana, that's Ma'aseh Chayim, because the pot is continuing to give heat. There's a heating element in it. So if I unplugged it, that's Hatmana, that's Eina Ma'aseh Chayim. It's just keeping it hot the way it is. It's not being Ma'aseh Chayim. But if it was still plugged in and there's a heating element under it, that is Hatmana. If it's completely covered, that is Hatmana, that is Ma'aseh Chayim. So those are really the two categories of Hatmana. And in Yetzer Hashem, we will begin Reish Nun Zayin tomorrow. Shkoyach.